The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A team has been put together to handle a new leak coming from the sunken MG Zelinsky. In 1946, an American Army ship ran aground and sunk outside of Hartley Bay while en route to Alaska. Superintendent of Environmental Response for the Western Region of the Canadian Coast Guard, Jeff Brady, explained the history of having to deal with oil leaks from the ship in the past.
Since 1946, to early 2000, we really didn't know about it. And I'm sure some of the locals may have seen oil in the area, but it really wasn't brought to Coast Guard's attention. And in early 2000s, we really started to hear many reports about it. And that's where we started to get an idea of that there's something down there, and we really need to do an assessment, figure out where this oil is coming from. And in early 2000s, we hired local divers, and we did an assessment and found this rather large ship down there, to our surprise. We actually found the bell that sort of proved it. And then we started taking action to figure out what we're going to do about the oil, because it was a risk to the environment, a risk to many things, wildlife, fisheries. And that's what led us to do this bulk oil removal in 2013. And over a course of 3 months, we set up camps in nearby Low Inlet, and we set up an incident command post in Prince Rupert with a unified command with the province, with nations, with the Canadian Coast Guard. And there we had specialists from all over, cultural specialists from the nations, wildlife specialists from Canadian Wildlife Services, marine mammal specialists, and of course, some very technical engineering types to do this sort of feat of removing oil from this wreck. So it sits in about 100 feet down. It's upside down. So we have this round hull facing up, and the plan was to install a bunch of valves along the hull where oil was. And so we installed those valves. This is all within that 3 month period in 2013. And we did like a hot tap procedure, it's called, where you're injecting hot water to try to get this oil to become a little more movable or less viscous. Because right now that oil and that temperature is like, cold molasses on a winter day. It just doesn't really want to move. We got to heat it up. And we went to each one of those valves and pumped it out as much as we could to a point that was predetermined by that unified command. And that was really common sense approach, where if we're pumping and we don't see any black oil or sheening or nothing sticking to any absorbent pads, that was the go-ahead to stop pumping.
Following that 2013 project, another 3,300 liters were drained in 2015, and then 300 liters were drained in 2018. Brady went on to explain that although they have a rough idea of why the ship is still leaking today, there are still some details missing.
The guardians from the Gitgat Nation say it's really, there's always been oil there, for decades. They've seen oil, and there's really been no stop of oil coming up from there. However, more recently in the fall, they reported the Coast Guard that, hey, we see oil here often, but it's changed. There was an increase or some type of change in how the oil's coming up, and that's what led us to move into this next phase of the operation, I guess. Riveted hull construction, the rivets are actually rotting, and that's where we're seeing oil come out of. We're trying to figure out what the best step is to do it next. And part of that is knowing where the oil is coming from and when is it coming. So we've certainly partnered with the nation to support a type of surveillance unit that can really identify when oil comes up, where it's coming up, and where is it going. And it's just been really supportive, that sort of team effort to figure that out.
In order to devise a plan, a partnership between the Coast Guard, the Gitgat and Gitxala Nations, and a technical specialist with Environment Canada has been formed. Though so far, no concrete plans have been made. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.